It comes and it goes.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. A year ago, there was outrage over the profits being raked in by the oil companies. This morning, the numbers look different. British Petroleum just reported last quarter's earnings dropped by a third compared to last year, as the recession has hit fuel demand hard. Later this week, we'll hear from Royal Dutch Shell, ExxonMobil, and ConocoPhillips. Could Continental Airlines be contemplating a merger with United? The two airlines abandoned merger talks last year, but today Continental's taking a step that brings it closer to United. It's leaving the SkyTeam partnership and joining the Star Alliance, which is headed by United. You probably know these alliances as mile-sharing clubs. Marketplace's Ashley Milne-Tite reports there's more to them than that.
Switching from one airline team to another is quite a process. Continental had to ask the government for antitrust immunity to coordinate routes, ticket prices, and flight schedules with other alliance members. It's also changing terminals at some airports, but Continental says it's worth it. The change is expected to bring the airline an extra $100 million a year. Some observers say the switch to United's team is a way for Continental to get the benefits of a merger without the pitfalls. Continental will gain from economies of scale, but it doesn't have to tackle the culture and labor issues that would come with an actual merger. But others say the switch lays the groundwork for a possible merger with United at some point in the future. Right now, the airline is busy replacing the old SkyTeam logos on its planes and even its napkins, which so far are still free. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Now let's do the numbers. Major European markets started lower this morning, but they've rallied to slightly higher. Asian stocks were off sharply earlier today, about 2%, despite Honda nearly tripling its annual profit forecast. And there was a 100-point drop in the Dow yesterday, with the industrials falling all the way back to 9,867. The S&P 500 lost more than 1%. The Nasdaq held up a little better, losing 0.6%. The Golden Arches will soon disappear from Iceland. McDonald's is closing 3 restaurants on the island because of soaring costs. Here's our Europe correspondent, Stephen Beard.
The move is a psychological blow to Iceland. Before its banks collapsed a year ago, it was one of the richest countries per capita in the world. Now it's poor, and it will soon join the ranks of other impoverished European nations, like Albania and Bosnia, that don't have a McDonald's. The sharp fall in the Icelandic currency is to blame. Under the franchise, the restaurant's owner, John Garda Ogmundsson, has to import most of his ingredients. But that's now prohibitively expensive with the fall of the krona.
It has actually doubled our food cost price. I mean, 1 kilo of onion cost almost the same as a bottle of whiskey.
Some Icelanders express shock at the loss of the McDonald's brand, but local farmers are happy. The restaurants will soon reopen under a different name, using only local produce. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And back in the States, President Obama will be talking up the smart grid today. He says his stimulus package will create smart meters to help you use electricity when demand is low and rates are cheaper.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing and online surveys. ConstantContact.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
As you walk down the butcher aisle of the supermarket these days, you might find a good deal on beef. Americans have been cutting back on steak and hamburger, and cattle ranchers are getting less money for their cows. For Oregon Public Broadcasting, Ethan Lindsay wrangled this story on a ranch in Central Oregon.
Rebecca Borer and her husband Aaron run the Nine Peaks Ranch outside of the town of Terrebonne. They have about 400 bulls on a beautiful piece of land with stunning mountain views. These aren't your everyday cows. The Borers raise grass-fed black Angus bulls that can cost nearly $10,000 for a really good one.
These bulls hopefully are going to go sire some of that really tasty Angus beef that you hear so much about.
But the economic troubles of the ranching industry have hit them like everybody else. The couple really began to worry about it this time last year when they held their annual bull sale.
Nobody knew, well, what should we pay for bulls? Oh, we don't know if we're going to be in business next year. Prices were down, and I'm sure prices will still be down a little bit this year.
Aaron Borer says if cattle ranchers don't make enough money, they can't afford the gas and fertilizer and hay, all the things they need to stay in business. When it's especially desperate, ranchers even have to sell their breeding cows to the slaughterhouse for far less than they're worth. And when all that excess beef enters the market, it pushes prices even lower. And it's not just the beef cows. Low milk prices have led thousands of dairy cows to the slaughterhouse this year, too. Shannon Nybergs is an agricultural economist at Washington State University.
The livestock producers are getting hit both on the oversupply and weak consumer demand. And as an example of that, I went to the local grocery store and bought a beautiful prime rib roast for $3.60 a pound. And usually that would be $6, $7 a pound.
Nyberg says the low prices will be short-lived. He says when the economy recovers and consumers start to buy more beef, there won't be enough breeding cows to meet that demand. He says when people ask for advice, he half-jokingly tells them to pack their freezers with beef. In Terrebonne, Oregon, I'm Ethan Lindsay for Marketplace.
And finally, here's nice work if you can get it. An Illinois man has admitted banking almost $500,000 in paychecks from a company he never worked for. He accepted the job with a New Jersey telecom in 2002, but then he changed his mind, and the company never took his name off payroll. And for 5 years, it put money not only into his bank, but into his retirement account. Who knows how long he would have gotten away with it if he hadn't tried to tap that retirement account early. This is Marketplace Morning Report. Recessions are a drag, but music can console you and inspire you. And that's what's behind an online feature at Marketplace.org. It's called Recession Rocks, music to liven up your downturn at Marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.